WKJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 108 Cedar Street. Let Doug Town help you today at Atlantic Collision Center.
Driving in my car, beep, beep, obeying the law sure is neat. Hope no one wrecks into me. Oh, wait a minute, here comes a car. It's my lucky day. Plenty of time to get out of his way.
But in real life, it happens this fast.
Driving in my car, beep.
Atlantic Collision Center, 108 Cedar Street in Atlantic, 243-7757. You could take your vehicle somewhere else, but you've already had one accident.
In high school sports around the area last night, in high school wrestling, in a quad meet last night, it was Griswold beating Exira EHK 30-28. Shenandoah down Griswold 36-27. East Mills, a 54-9 winner over Griswold. Shenandoah beat Exira EHK 54-28. East Mills over Exira EHK 60-24. And East Mills beat Shenandoah 48-22. Also, Clarinda beating Glenwood 57-18. Clarinda downed Underwood 50-26. Clarinda beat Southwest Iowa 69-11. Glenwood over Underwood 58-20. And Glenwood beat Southwest Iowa 60-18. In a double duel last night, Sergeant Bluff Luton beat Missouri Valley 75-3. Sergeant Bluff Luton downing Maple Valley 63-7. Maple Valley beat Missouri Valley 39-38. Also in a double duel, it was Mount Air over Clarinda Academy 42-23. Mount Air beat Clark 39-36. And Clark over Clarinda Academy 35-25. In high school basketball play last night, we'll start with girls. In the Hawkeye 10, it was Lewis Central over Atlantic by 10, 56-46. Clarinda beat Glenwood 61-46. It was Harlan over Denison 67-38. Red Oak beat St. Albert 54-38. Creston over Sheraton in non-conference play 41-29. Another non-conference play saw Newell Fonda beat Kemper Catholic 66-52. Also in Western Iowa Conference play, it was IKM Manning over Riverside 72-48. Logan Magnolia beat Griswold 43-36. Missouri Valley over AHST 51-10. Trainer topping Tri-Center 76-71. Underwood over Audubon 67-57. In girls' Rolling Valley Conference play, Exira EHK, a winner over Cam, 47-31. It was Adair Casey beating Booyer Valley, 65-45. Coon Rapids Bayard stopping Charter Oak Ute, 50-39. And Woodbine beat Glidden Ralston, 76-55. Also in the girls' hoops last night, Bedford over Mount Air, 51-35. It was Abraham Lincoln beating Sioux City North, 58-27. Fremont Mills topping Heartland Christian, 57-42. Nottoway Valley beat Southwest Valley, 46-41. Sydney over Nishnabotna, 47-38. Sioux City West beat Thomas Jefferson, 61-18. South Page over Clarinda Academy, 62-24. Stanton beat East Mills, 60-32. And Van Meter over West Central Valley, 68-34. In boys' high school basketball play last night from the Hawkeye 10, Lewis Central beating Atlantic 62-50. Creston over Kemper Catholic 69-62. Glenwood beat Clarinda 65-47. It was Harlan over Denison 69-33. And St. Albert beating Red Oak 61-27. In boys' Western Iowa Conference play, it was IKM Manning 68-26 over Riverside. Missouri Valley beating AHST 41-39. Trainer topping Tri-Center 53-36. Underwood beat Audubon 70-40. Griswold over Logan Magnolia 51-38. In Rolling Valley Conference boys' play, Exira EHK over Cam 45-40. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Charter Oak Ute 77-41. Glenn Ralston topping Woodbine 56-44. Also in boys' hoops, Bedford beat Mount Air 58-53, Carroll over ADM 73-29, Clarinda Academy beating South Page 86-62, Thomas Jefferson topping Sioux City West 49-47, East Mills beat Stanton 53-45, East Union over Lenox 45-27, Fremont Mills over Heartland Christian 70-65, Madrid beat Panorama 52-48, Nottoway Valley over Southwest Valley 64-27, Sioux City North beat Abraham Lincoln 71-49, Van Meter over West Central Valley 61-36, and Sydney over Nishnabotna by a final of 70-50 in boys basketball. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes were dreadful on the offensive end in the second half, and it allowed 7th-ranked Michigan State to escape Iowa City with a victory last night. The Hawkeyes were held without a field goal for better than 14 minutes of the second half and overtime in a 71-69 loss as their 20-game home court winning streak came to an end. To make matters worse, the Hawkeyes missed 13 free throws in the game.
Very disappointing. It's just disappointing. You know, we have 7 assists for the whole game. You know, we didn't move the ball. It got destroyed in the second half on the glass. 50% they shot in the second half. Missed 13 free throws. It's hard to win.
That's Coach Fran McCaffrey. Iowa only turned the ball over 10 times, but the Hawkeyes could only generate 18 field goals the entire game.
Just, you know, mental breakdown after mental breakdown. You can't give up a rebound on a missed free throw. Three-point bucket at the buzzer of the shot clock, you know, and you know, by Appling. I mean, we just can't do that kind of stuff. It's just really, really, really disappointing.
McCaffrey says it was just a frustrating night at the offensive end.
You know, we had some guys that were fighting and kind of couldn't get anything to go. You know, we get it close to the rim. You know, even Melson's tip at the end of regulation, and we're right there, and it doesn't go in. Mike drives, you know, instead of an and one, he makes one, and we come away with 1 point. I mean, it's those kinds of things that were really, you know, I think affecting us and keeping them to where their confidence level was high.
Roy Devon Marble led the Hawkeyes with 21 points as they fall to 5-3 in the Big Ten and 16-5 overall. Elsewhere in the top 25 last night, Klee Anthony Early scored 23 points, including 12 of the 21 Wichita State scored in the second half, helping the 4th-ranked Shockers stay undefeated with a 57-45 win over Loyola of Chicago. LSU upset 11th-ranked Kentucky 87-82, and number 20 Creighton survived a scare against St. John's before they beat the Red Storm 63-60. Doug McDermott hit a 25-footer with 2.5 seconds left to finish his season-high 39-point night after the Blue Jays had squandered an 18-point lead. Well, the Alabama at Auburn men's basketball game scheduled for tonight has been postponed by a day because of a rare winter storm that made traveling in the state treacherous. It'll be played Thursday night now instead. Well, the Iowa State Cyclones have a tough assignment as they visit 6th-ranked Kansas in Big 12 conference play this evening.
It's a tough game, especially when you go down there. I mean, the record speaks for itself on their home court. You know, we're going to go down there and you know, try to play as hard as we can and try to stay in it.
That's ISU coach Fred Hoiberg, who says Kansas is tough to beat anywhere, but especially in Lawrence.
We know the atmosphere down there. It's going to be unbelievable like it always is. And it's a team that we think is playing as well as any team in the country right now.
That's Jayhawks are 6-0 in the Big 12, and they won the first matchup with the Cyclones in Ames.
They're good, and they can score. And we were so fortunate the first time because, you know, we guard them decent, but they missed a lot of good looks and looks that they'd normally hit. So, you know, we certainly can't bank on them missing again. And we played pretty well up there ourselves. So we know it'll be a great game and hotly contested, and they've got really good players.
That's Kansas coach Bill Self. Tip time set for 8 o'clock tonight down at Allen Fieldhouse. In the NBA last night, New Orleans beat Cleveland 100-89. New York over Boston 114-88. Detroit beat Orlando 103-87. Houston topping San Antonio 97-90. Memphis beat Portland 98-81. Indiana over the LA Lakers 104-92. Washington beat Golden State 88-85. In the National Hockey League last night, Philly beat Detroit 5-0, Boston over Florida 6-2, Ottawa 3-2 over Columbus, Toronto beat Tampa Bay 3-2, Montreal blanking Carolina 3-0, Washington an overtime 5-4 winner over Buffalo, Nashville beat Winnipeg 4-3, St. Louis over New Jersey 3-0, Phoenix beat Los Angeles 3-0, Calgary topping Chicago in overtime 5-4, and Minnesota beat Anaheim 4-2. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving in my car, beep, beep, obeying the law, sure is neat. Hope no one wrecks into me. Oh, wait a minute, here comes a car. It's my lucky day. Plenty of time to get out of his way.
But in real life, it happens this fast.
Driving in my car, beep.
Atlantic Collision Center, 108 Cedar Street in Atlantic, 243-7757. You could take your vehicle somewhere else, but you've already had one accident.
Well, Seattle's wide receiver Percy Harvin, who said he is absolutely playing in the Super Bowl. He returned to practice last Wednesday after passing the NFL's concussion protocol. He suffered a concussion in Seattle's playoff game against New Orleans, which forced him to miss the NFC title game against San Francisco. Denver kicker Matt Prater says he's feeling much better after missing three practices last week because of an illness, and he expects to be totally fine for the Super Bowl. Prater kicked Monday for the first time since being sent home by the team last Thursday, and he said at Media Day that he didn't feel too rusty. Well, Carolina has been given coach Ron Rivera a 3-year contract extension through the 2017 season. Details of that deal weren't immediately available. Rivera led the Panthers to a 12-4 mark in the NFC South title. Carolina made their first playoff appearance since 2008. Rivera had 1 year left on the 4-year, $11.2 million contract he signed in 2011 when he was first hired as a head coach. The Dallas Cowboys have demoted defensive coordinator Monty Kiffin, giving his title to Rod Marinelli. And they hired Scott Linehan as the passing game coordinator. He'll call the plays. The Cowboys announced a change in Kiffin's title to assistant head coach of defense. Dallas missed the playoffs this season. A person familiar with the negotiation says Rutgers is close to hiring former Maryland head coach Ralph Friedgen as their offensive coordinator under coach Kyle Flood. The Fridge coached the Terrapins from 2001 to 2010 and went 75-50, including 9-4 in his last season. He was 5-2 in bowl games. Rutgers is coming off a 6-7 season. Friedgen would replace Ron Prince, who left Rutgers to become an assistant with the Detroit Lions. Well, Major League Baseball is seeking a speedy dismissal of third baseman Alex Rodriguez's lawsuit challenging a season-long suspension for using three prohibited performance-enhancing substances. MLB lawyer Howard Gans said in a letter to U.S. District Judge Edgardo Ramos that Rodriguez's claims do not come remotely close to what is needed to overturn an arbitration decision in federal court. Gans said in a letter, which became public Tuesday, that the lawsuit should be tossed because a court is not empowered to re-examine the merits of an arbitration award. Arbitrator Frederick Horowitz cut Rodriguez's 211-game suspension to 162 games and the 2014 postseason. He concluded Rodriguez used banned substances each year from 2010 through 2012 and twice tried to obstruct MLB's investigation. Elsewhere around baseball, closer Aroldis Chapman has agreed to a $5 million one-year deal with Cincinnati. Chapman and the Reds split the difference on their arbitration figures. Prosecutors have dropped a reckless driving charge against Los Angeles Dodgers outfielder Yasiel Puig. The 23-year-old Cuban defector was arrested December 28th at the western end of Alligator Alley near Naples after a Florida Highway Patrol trooper reported clocking him at 110 miles per hour in a 70-mile-per-hour zone. Puig lives in Miami during the offseason. First baseman Carlos Pena and outfielder Brennan Bosch have signed minor league deals with the LA Angels. Pena was an all-star in 2009, and Bosch has been invited to spring training with the Angels, getting a chance to earn a backup job on their major league roster. Major League Baseball has approved a protective cap for pitchers that is designed to make them feel safer on the mound. The new hat will be available for testing during spring training on a voluntary basis. Major leaguers and minor leaguers won't be required to wear it. And football players at Northwestern are spearheading the formation of a first-of-its-kind union for college athletes. Outgoing Wildcats quarterback Kane Coulter joined union leaders in Chicago to announce the creation of the College Athletes Players Association. Coulter says athletes need a seat at the table to guarantee safeguards against injuries and to ensure adequate financial compensation. United Steelworkers official Tim Waters spoke alongside Coulter. He says the key issue is whether college football players are employees. He says if they're deemed employees, then they have the right to organize. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 108 Cedar Street. Let Doug Town help you today at Atlantic Collision Center. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.